rest tomorrow. Yes, yes, well, just a gentle reminder, that's all. Cheers. And they have the nerve to call themselves a press agency.
Oh, Morris.
Hello, Gray.
Seen Liz?
No.
I've been out here half the morning.
Well, she's not in here.
I can see that.
Matter of fact, this is about the last place she'd be. The First Lady of the Hampstead Herald rarely shows her nose in here.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway.
Gray.
What?
What do you want to see her about?
This
Skywatch thing, I dare say.
Yeah.
The woman's got to be out of her mind.
You pose a news, Morris.
They've been done to death. No. There's one reason and one reason only she's going to town in this one. And that's because it's her father-in-law who made the latest so-called sighting.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I would. It's all part of the big build-up. Liz Warner doesn't just want to be a newspaper editor. She wants to be a local celebrity.
It sells papers.
Oh, you like her, don't you?
Sure I do. What's more, I think she's a damn good editor.
You'll learn. On the other hand, maybe you won't. Let's face it, kangaroos are the nearest thing to sophistication back where you come from.
You know what, Morris?
What?
Excuse me, Morris.
Sure.
Gray, Verity tells me you've been looking for me.
Yes, can you spare a minute?
I can give you 10, so long as it's now. I'm not interrupting anything, though, am I?
Nothing that can't wait.
Come in, Gray.
Thanks.
Sit down.
It's about the Skywatch, Liz.
Mm-hmm. Fire away.
Well, we've hit lucky. Our Skywatch coincides exactly with the National Skywatch that's been arranged by the British UFO Research Association.
I don't believe it.
It's true. They hold two a year. This year it's May and November, and they've chosen Saturday the 17th. So while we're having our Skywatch, ufologists all over the country will be doing the same thing.
That's splendid.
It gets better. Based in and around Hampstead, there is... Hang on, better put in my nose. That's right, the North London UFO Group. And a member of this group is Mr. Donald Fitzroy, who manages the Wagoner's Pub. Maybe you know him.
No, can't say I do.
Well, your father-in-law does. As a matter of fact, it was the bar of the Wagoner's old Mr. Tyson gravitated to after he'd made the sighting.
Yes, he phoned us from there.
Anyway, the two of them got talking. And Mr. Fitzroy, being a UFO buff, asked if he could see the spot where it had happened. And Fitzroy clearly liked the location, because he got in touch with the secretary of his group.
The North London UFO?
Precisely. And suggested they should hold their Skywatch at that spot. I've now contacted Fitzroy about our intention of holding a Skywatch there and asked if we could combine forces.
And he said yes?
He said it might work out okay, but he'd like to talk to you first.
Oh, when?
Early this afternoon. Sometime after closing, it'd suit him best.
I'll get Verity to make an appointment for 3:30. I'm addressing the Red Cross at 4, so it's going to be a tight squeeze. Still, I'm sure it'll be worth it. Well done, Gray.
No sweat.
I'd like you to be in on it too, by the way, since you're masterminding the operation.
Okay, by me. I'll leave you to it, then.
Yes. Oh, and if you see Dickens, send him in, Gray, would you?
Yep.
By the way.
Yes?
You and Morris. I got the distinct feeling when I looked into his office just now, you weren't exactly seeing eye to eye over something.
Can't think what gave you that idea.
The expression on your face?
We get on each other's nerves sometimes. It's over now.
I don't want any trouble.
Oh, come on, Liz. Have you ever known an Aussie cause trouble?
Is that you, Bradley?
It sure as hell ain't Santa Claus.
And what time do you call this?
Disaster time, I call it.
What's happened?
Boat broke down.
Again?
Yeah.
But that's the second time.
I know that.
Sunday was a complete write-off because of that boat. By the time you and Lynn and Jeremy got back, I was sick with worry. And lunch was burnt to a cinder.
It couldn't be helped, Joni. These things happen.
Well, I dare say, but...
Were you that worried, lover?
Of course I was. I didn't know what had happened to you. One can't help one's imagination running riot.
Yeah.
Besides, I was alone here with Matt for nearly 4 hours. And he was in a very peculiar mood. He was being polite all the time and paying me compliments. It was most unlike Matt. Very unnerving.
Lynn says he's tired.
So is Lynn.
I offered him a holiday on Katsos.
What did they say?
Well, I only spoke to Lynn. She said she'll put it to him. I don't think she holds out much hope.
Oh, dear.
But I'll keep pegging away at him. Don't you worry.
You've got a smear of oil right across your face.
Sexy, huh?
You look like a mechanic.
Well, I've been tinkering away with that goddamn boat. I didn't get very far, though.
You got her home?
On a wing and a prayer.
So what'll you do?
She needs an overhaul.
Buy yourself a new boat. One of those lovely new fiberglass ones.
I don't want a fiberglass boat, Joni. I want my boat. Only I'm blowed if I'm going to have her seen to by those people I took her to the last time. They're the biggest cowboys since Hopalong Cassidy. I want her looked at by a craftsman, by a guy who really cares about boats.
May be hard to find in this day and age.
On the other hand, he may not.
This is our editor, Liz Warner.
Oh, how do you do?
Liz, this is Mr. Fitzroy.
Hello, Mr. Fitzroy. How kind of you to come and see me.
How kind of you to fit me in.
Oh, not at all. Please, make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
I'll park myself here. I've had it already.
Thanks, Greg.
You know, Miss Warner...
What?
You're not at all what I imagined.
And what had you imagined?
Well... Lady editor and all that. I'd expected something more formidable, less feminine. And perhaps I shouldn't have said that, but it was meant as a compliment.
Then I shall accept it as well. Thank you. Now, I gather from Grey here, you have one or two reservations about your group combining forces with us over the Skywatch.
Well, I am a little uneasy about it, yes. I mean, how many people are you expecting there?
We can guarantee is Grey and our photographer. The rest rather depends on the public's reaction.
Hundreds?
For a time, possibly. Certainly nothing like that number from dusk to dawn.
Hundreds?
Well, these sightings have rather fired people's imaginations.
It's their imaginations, I'm afraid of.
Oh, how do you mean?
Well, you see, Miss Warner, from our point of view, Saturday night's a scientific study. Mm. We're not expecting to see anything. We shall take all our equipment along and range ourselves in a wide circle on the site facing outwards, just below the highest point, and simply watch the sky. The last thing we want is constant cries of, there's something, or what's that? It would be extremely distracting. I mean, the site isn't ideal as it is. It's got nothing like 360 degrees all-round vision. I can see the whole thing turning into a shambles.
Grey?
Well, first off, the police are going to be there. One cop, anyway. That's all arranged. I'm pretty sure the police could enforce a little bit of physical separation between Mr. Fitzroy's group and ours, if it turned out to be necessary. My own feeling is it won't be. We're not expecting any hysteria or anything. As you just said, you experts aren't expecting to see anything, and most people are usually capable of distinguishing an aeroplane or a seagull from a genuine UFO. So I don't think you need to have any qualms on that subject. But I do have a question.
Yes?
You were talking about equipment. What equipment do you take?
Binoculars, of course. Telescopes.
Yes.
Compasses. Thermometers.
Thermometers?
The presence of a UFO could affect the ambient temperature. We'll have a Geiger counter to detect any background radioactivity and what's come to be known as a UFO detector in the trade. It's for detecting variations in magnetic fields.
Ah, of course.
Frankly, our main enemy's boredom. It's a long time to be sitting around on the top of a hill.
Or the middle of a heath, as the case might be.
Exactly. So we organise it along the lines of a military operation. We take all our equipment, we make checks every 15 minutes, and keep a detailed logbook. I mean, if there is a UFO flap one of these days, we want to be ready for it.
A UFO flap? What do you mean exactly?
Don't answer, Mr. Fitzroy. I think I'd rather not know.
Peter Tyson?
Brad Pulbright.
Oh, hello, Brad.
I want to pick your brains. Have you got a moment?
Yes, sure.
You're Mr. Tully.
Yeah?
He up to overhauling my boat?
Yes, I should think so. He specializes in narrow boats.
But he knows his job.
Well, he's been doing it all his life.
A real craftsman, then. Loves boats.
Absolutely.
Sounds like just what I'm after. You think I could give his place a once over?
Oh, yes, of course. It's Tully's Boatyard, Camden Lock. He's there every day, including Sundays, usually.
You got a lot of work on, huh?
Well, no. In fact, it's just the opposite. He's finding business slow.
But you say he's a craftsman.
Well, there's no real market for narrow boats, Brad. Tully's no businessman, so...
Well, I'll go and see him.
Well, look, I'll be phoning him myself in a day or so. I'll tell him you'll be looking in, shall I?
Well, thanks, Peter.
By the way, Brad.
Yeah?
How did you come to hear about him?
From Jeremy. He thinks Mr. Tully is to boats what Einstein is to relativity.
Yes, well, they do get on very well. Anyway.
About Jeremy, Peter.
Yes?
Well done.
Oh, thanks, Brad.
I'll be in touch. So long for now.
Bye.
So this is where you are.
Oh, yes, darling, hello.
I've just said a quick hello to the girls, and now I'm going upstairs to change for this Red Cross thing I'm doing.
Oh, right.
No chance for a cup of tea, is there?
I'll do my best. One cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, Peter. You are an angel.
Yes, darling, I know.
Had a heavy day. Was it on the phone?
Go on, you first.
No, you, go on.
Oh, well, it was Brad Pulbright. Jeremy has recommended Mr. Tully overhaul Brad's boat for him. Mm. Brad wondered whether he was up to it.
And is he?
Well, given the facilities, Mr. Tully could refit the QE too.
Do you think perhaps you were just a little bit biased?
Oh, you can do it, Liz. Besides, he badly needs the work till we can get this new scheme off the ground.
Oh, that's still on the cards, is it?
Why shouldn't it be?
Well, you said Mr. Tully was dragging his feet.
He's just naturally overcautious.
I'm not doubting your business acumen for one moment, but your plan will work, will it?
Well, I haven't had any major snags yet. Been in touch with several marine insurance companies asking about loans. They're writing with full particulars. Nothing they've said suggests a loan isn't on, given collateral, which Tully has. Those premises are worth a bomb.
Well, then mightn't he do better just to sell them?
And then what, darling? His life is boats. No, these pleasure cruises are the answer, I'm sure of it. When he sees the whole picture, Tully will recognize that, too.
If you say so. Oh, lovely cup of tea.
Good. How about your day?
We're getting the Skywatch off the ground, okay?
Oh, splendid. There'll be no holding, Father.
Chrissy!
Oh!
Chrissy!
Hello, Gray.
Just got sight of you through the melee. Been into the office?
Dropped my film previews in, yes.
Why didn't you look in on me?
I did.
And?
You were beavering away at your typewriter, so I went away again.
I was writing my copy for this Skywatch thing on Saturday. Don't grin. It's big stuff. Historical. Biggest logistical undertaking this little line has been involved in since Operation Overlord. You gonna be there?
Well, I can think of things I'd rather do.
Like?
Oh, bang my head against the wall.
I'll be there.
I don't think it's me, Gray, somehow.
So, it's the big brush off, eh?
Oh, don't be silly.
It's okay, I can read the signs. Doesn't even say hello when she comes into the office,
well,
does he?
Well, there was another reason for that.
Ah?
Morris was there.
So? It's over between you and Morris, isn't it?
Yes. Well, no, not entirely, somehow. I'm pretty sure he can't get me out of his system. And I know I can't get him out of mine. So we end up avoiding each other.
Only one way of finishing an affair, Cressy.
How?
Starting another. ¶¶